Welcome to this week's episode of the IG Market Insights podcast. I'm Emma Crosby. Well, this week we're looking back on earnings season and its impact, and also looking ahead to the events that may move the markets across the rest of 2020. To help me do this, I'm joined by Jeremy Naylor, a senior market analyst for IG.
This podcast is produced by IG in collaboration with CNBC Catalyst, and CNBC News is not involved in the creation of this content.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Emma.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting earnings season, to say the least. Is it fair to say that it's played out better than expected, with sectors like tech and also the online retailers hitting all-time highs?
Well, you know what? To some degree, the record high for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ speaks for itself, I guess. It's been good. But let's just stand back and consider the context. We knew it was going to be bad, and analysts were expecting something like around about a 40% pullback on average in earnings. But in the event, it was closer to a 30% drop in numbers. So analysts had been overly pessimistic, I think, and that's the bottom line. Look, it was still bad. To that point, this is a relief rally, I think, that we've seen, and people celebrating the fact that, you know what, it's not as bad as some analysts have been telling us to expect.
So, Jeremy, what would you say has interested you or surprised you the most? So
I said last time we spoke that I was interested in big retail, because I think that that really sort of underscores just exactly what's happening on Main Street America, the traditional retailers. And I wasn't disappointed. Walmart, especially, being able to stand up respectably against Amazon. The upside positive surprise was the degree to which tech has taken off, driven by lockdown and the move online. But I'm surprised we didn't hear more about a shift towards electric for the big oil majors in the States, as we've seen in Europe for the likes of Shell, BP and Total. I mean, 20 years ago, oil was the biggest sector on the S&P 500. Disappointingly, it's now only 3% in terms of overall size.
So, Jeremy, as we close the book on the second quarter earnings season, if you had to sum it up in a sentence, what would you say?
I think it's been a lot calmer than people have been expecting. People were looking for volatility, and that really didn't happen. And here we are now at the end of the second quarter, looking favourably towards the second half of the year.
Well, this earnings season is now behind us, but investors are already starting to look ahead to the rest of 2020 and the big events which might shape the market. So a big question for you, Jeremy, but what is likely to shape the markets in the second half of this year?
I think one of the big things is the US presidential election, clearly at the start of November. Democratic president with Joe Biden win is unlikely to be accompanied by any more market gains, I would suspect. As COVID-19 second wave hits and postal voting plays a big part, there will have to be some big guarantees to boost the confidence that it will be a clear and uncompromised election. I think that's really what the markets are hoping for, that by the end of the year we get some political clarity.
And unfortunately, of course, that the pandemic is still here, isn't it? What hopes then for a vaccine, and what impact would that have on the markets?
Well, a vaccine is widely tipped to be a game changer, but I'm wondering now if it's now already been priced into the market. I think the World Health Organization has just said that there are 160-odd COVID-related products underway. Not all of these will be vaccines, but there's a race to provide a vaccine, so we'll get there. But my question is, then what? Okay, we go back to work, but the working from home cata is now out of the bag, and we then have to face the debt pile. It's going to be ugly, I think, an ugly way back to a full recovery.
So finally, Jeremy, what stocks or sectors will you be looking over with most interest over the next few months?
Well, continuing to look at these tech stocks, of course, because they have been the big beneficiaries so far. I'm looking for more evidence that some companies want to go more environmentally friendly. And of course, to this end, we're looking at possibly as well looking towards the electric vehicle sector. We know Tesla's a big player in this. There are other companies that are coming on in that regard as well. And don't let's forget the fact that we've also got to get some sort of deal between the US and China. Again, going back to the Biden, potential Biden presidency, that could be the answer there as well. So geopolitics could well play out in a big way in the next 5 to 6 months or so. Let's hope things get onto an even keel and we can look then with a better feeling into 2021.
So, Jeremy, the markets were well and truly keeping us on our toes for the rest of the year.
Yeah, certainly no rest for us in the markets as we look out towards the back end of 2020.
Well, thanks to Jeremy Naylor, a senior market analyst for IG, for joining me this week. With this earnings season at a close, that is it for this current series of the IG Market Insights podcast. Catch up on previous episodes at igmarketinsights.com and continue to stay up to date with the latest trading news at ig.com or search IG Podcasts for more great podcasts covering topics such as current news, forex trading, commodity markets, and stock trading strategies.
Turn volatility into opportunity this earnings season. With IG, you can trade the moment announcements happen, thanks to our out-of-hours markets on over 70 popular US stocks. Plus, you can invest commission-free in US shares when you open three or more positions per month. Search IG Earnings Season to find out more. Your capital is at risk. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money when trading CFDs and restricted options with this provider. You should consider whether you can afford to take the risk of losing your money. Deal three or more times in the previous month to qualify for our best commission rates.